Rach, what is an office siren?
You haven't seen this on TikTok or anything?
I've seen the phrase, but I haven't paid attention.
Okay, so it's a trend where young women dress kind of vintage, like 90s, early 2000s, corporate, but it's more provocative. So much more provocative than you're used to seeing in a typical office place, like skirts with maybe like a high slit or a very short skirt, a fitted blouse that's low cut. Maybe it's a crop top, stilettos, like heavy makeup, just very much like something you would see maybe like a pinup girl wear rather than a professional woman. And a lot of folks in like the Gen Z generation have embraced this and they're like, I'm the office siren. I'm the sexy girl at work, which it's like, okay, that's fun if you're just doing that to post. But people are actually going into work dressed like this and then they're getting in trouble because it's highly inappropriate for the workplace. And in some cases, they're careers are being derailed because of their poor fashion choices. And I just think at the end of the day, it's kind of funny. Like, if you actually think it's appropriate to wear that to work and no one's going to say anything, I kind of don't know what to tell you at that point.
I wondered just, I only work in one office and I know what our attire is like. I know it's gotten way more casual. I don't see anyone dressed inappropriately, but, you know, like, it's cool to wear yoga pants and shorts and things like that. That's been a big change. But I don't know what it's like out there in corporate America.
Yeah, I mean, you just got to know your own company. Like, it should be pretty obvious when you walk around, right? Like, what's acceptable and what's not. I mean, and most places do kind of let you know. They don't usually leave it up to, you know, well, just show up however. I mean, usually it's like, hey, you know, hey, wear a collar or, you know, no jeans, or you'll always get some guidance at a job.
Yeah.
And if you're at a certain kind of job, I don't know. I mean, I don't even know what, like, if you're at a, I don't know, like an entertainment company where you're doing fun things and you're not interacting with the public a lot, maybe it's not that inappropriate. If you work at a bar, maybe it's not that inappropriate. But like, if you're working at IBM, probably inappropriate.
Rach, is there a male corollary to that?
I have not seen one. But in general, like, what is the male corollary? I can't talk. You know what I'm saying?
Hunk.
What is the male equivalent to, like, dressing sexy? Like,
being an office hunk.
If you guys wanted to be the office hunk, what would you throw on that day?
Exactly what I'm wearing.
Same,
now.
Yeah. Jerseys.
Pink button up.
It's what chicks dig.
Yeah.
Oh, speaking of, I was ahead of my time once again. The big male attire trend this fall, shackets.
Jackets.
I left shackets in 2024.
You ended that trend
before it even started.
You should wear a shacket over your baseball jersey and see what happens.
There you go.
I don't know, man. I don't know if we can handle that.
It's a lot of sexy.
You might have a lot of people just leaving the building like, we can't do this.
You can't work like
You'd
this.
You'd be the office siren. Like, yeah, this is not right.
There you
this
go.
You can't deal with this office siren.